let's be real. Lawsuits are no fun, but with Paulson and Nace, at least, they are a little easier. With two DC-born partners, Paulson and Nace will fight for you the way only a Washingtonian could. Paulson and Nace handles medical malpractice, wrongful death, and other complex injury cases involving negligence. So if you have been hurt or lost a loved one because of someone else's mistake or negligence, call Paulson and Nace for a no-obligation consultation. Visit www.paulsonandnace.com or call 202-463-1999.
Today on CityCast DC, did you know that DC is one of the worst cities for odometer fraud? Emily Voss from Carfax says that it's making buying a car more expensive and making us all less safe out on the roads. It's Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is CityCast DC. Hey, Emily, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So I feel like when a lot of folks hear odometer fraud, maybe like me, they have an idea of the dad from the movie Matilda or the book Matilda, the scammy used car salesman. But for folks who don't know, what is odometer fraud?
So odometer fraud, a lot of people think is something that went out with the analog odometers, those odometers that used to roll. And when we have the digital odometers now, where we keep track of how many miles are on a vehicle, right? They're on your dashboard. A lot of times these scammers now are going in and manipulating the miles because it impacts the value of the vehicle. So they're rolling back the mileage to make a vehicle look like it has less miles on it than it actually does so that they can sell it for more money. But the problem is if you're the person buying that vehicle and you don't know that it's not the actual mileage, you're gonna overpay for that vehicle up front. And also you're probably not gonna be maintaining it properly for how many miles are actually on it.
So how exactly are these fraudsters accomplishing this? Like, I'm sure it's not the old school way of running a drill in the odometer to run it backward like in Matilda. How are they doing it?
So unfortunately, these digital odometers are easier in most cases to manipulate than the old analog odometers. And that's where I think there's this big misconception. There is a tool which basically just plugs into the vehicle and in a matter of a minute or two, it can reset or change the odometer reading. So you can shave 100,000 miles off of a vehicle in less than 60 seconds if you know what you're doing. Now, this tool used to cost about $10,000 5-10 years ago. It now costs $200 or $300. So the fact that the price has come down so much has really increased availability and unfortunately has been too tempting for con men out there because we have continued to see an increase in odometer rollbacks year over year, and it's heading in the wrong direction.
Wow, so how much can this actually change the price of a car?
So on average, we see it impact the value of a vehicle by $4,000. So a vehicle that has a manipulated odometer on average is worth $4,000 more than a vehicle that doesn't.
How common is this in DC? Like, what are y'all seeing?
So in DC, it actually is fairly common. So when we're looking at the DMV, we're talking 12th in the nation compared to other major metropolitan areas. So we estimate that in the greater DMV area, there's about 32,000 vehicles on the road that have a rolled back odometer. And that's up 6% from last year, which is about on par with what we saw nationally. So nationally, we estimate there's 1.9 million vehicles with a rolled back odometer. And that's up 7% from 2021. So we're heading in the wrong direction. It's definitely something anyone buying a used car should be aware of.
So you mentioned some of the impact of this issue. I guess I had no idea it was such a problem in DC, but are there safety implications here? Like if I think I have a car that has a lot more miles on it than I realize, I might not be properly maintaining that and be creating a hazard for myself and other folks on the road.
You are 100% correct. So a lot of times people buy these vehicles unknowingly and then they're maintaining it for how many miles they believe are on it. So a vehicle that has 50,000 miles or 75,000 miles has a very different maintenance schedule. It needs different maintenance performed than a vehicle that has 150,000 miles or 170,000 miles. So it can make a major difference and be a safety issue because you might not be properly performing the maintenance that that vehicle needs, and parts can start to wear out or malfunction, and you really have no warning because you're maintaining it like you think it has under 100,000 miles on it. And so a lot of times the vehicles that we see targeted are ones that are getting up into the higher mileage above 150,000, and they're rolling off a significant amount of miles to increase the value and make a quick buck. And in worth mentioning, in this current used car market, we think that is probably contributing to the problem because the price of used cars has never been higher from what we've seen the last year or two, right? So these con men can make even more money off of these vehicles because of the increased demand and short supply on used cars.
David, thanks for chatting with me. So, like, you and I both have cars in the DC metro area, and sometimes they're great, but sometimes they can be a hassle. And I heard you had car issues, man.
Yes, my car, like me, is old and falling apart. And so I wanted to get it fixed. But one of the truly unpleasant tasks I find in the world is getting your car fixed, because you have to take it usually somewhere extremely distant, extremely inconvenient, arrange some alternate form of transportation. And so I heard about Rota, rota.com, and I went on the rota.com website, and they will come and pick your car up, take it from you, and then do the work and bring it back to you. And so I made an appointment on Rota, which was easy as pie, beautiful user interface. For the work that I wanted done, the valet showed up at around 10 o'clock at my house, as exactly on time. Very easy, just handed him my keys. He drove off with my car. About an hour later, April called me. She said, here are some things that we found with your car in addition to what you want to do. She sent me videos that Michael...
Wait, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a car nerd, so I, like, want to know the nitty-gritty of what's happening, because I don't know stuff.
1,000,000%. They sent me this video. There was a particular belt that had broken, and they sent me a video of it, and they sent me a list of sort of, here are the things that were recommended, here are the things that seemed urgent to fix, and I could choose what I wanted to fix, and sent that back to them, which took me, like, 3 minutes. Michael, the technician, fixed it. They then texted me and said, oh, your car's on the way back. My car was back in front of my house at 2:30. I'd given it to them at 10. It was back in front of my house that afternoon. Also, note, the valet did a much better job parking in front of my house than I do.
Don't they always?
So much closer to the curb. And it was an incredibly pleasant, super easy experience. And they were very trustworthy. They were clear about what they were going to fix. And it was incredibly convenient.
Yeah. So this, like, seems like a dream. I have used them before, but it's been a bit. Would you use them again for something like this?
I would use Rota again in a second. I would use Rota. And they have a discount for us, too, for CityCast listeners. So if you go to Rota.com, they have the discount code CityCast20, and you get 20% off.
Sweet. Plots, David, thank you so much for talking with me. Again, CityCast listeners, you get 20% off any Rota service, up to $100, using the code CityCast20. So go to Rota.com. That's Roda.com to book your appointment.
When was the last time you went to the theater? Well, we have a new show for you to check out. The Gala Theater in Columbia Heights is showing the political musical comedy Museum in the Closet, Evita's Return, which follows Argentine icon Eva Perón to the afterlife as her preserved corpse ignites political scandals, clandestine affairs, and mysterious murders. The show is full of samba, reggae, and tango that will have you tapping your feet nonstop. The show is in Spanish with English surtitles and will run from May 9th through June 9th. Get your tickets now at galatheater.org or call 202-234-7174. Yeah, I was in the market for a new car pretty recently, and eventually after looking, I was like, you know, my car, it has 100,000 miles on it. We'll just keep this. It's like not a good time to be buying a car right now. And so I could see this especially contributing to that problem.
Right. And it's eased a little bit, but 6 months ago, it was hard to find a used vehicle, right? Especially if you had something specific in mind. You wanted a certain color, make, model. It's hard to find that on a dealer lot near you and a price point you're looking for. And so we've seen used car prices grow astronomically, like to the tune of 40% compared to pre-COVID prices in some cases. So that's a lot of money, and we've never seen used car prices this high. So for con men, they see dollar signs, right? They can take a vehicle that they could sell with 150,000 miles on it, or they could roll it back and sell it for a lot more money. And that's unfortunately what they're doing.
Okay, so how can folks avoid getting tricked by this con?
Unfortunately, there is no digital footprint left behind after this is performed. So there's not a single one surefire way to know that a vehicle has a rolled back odometer. So the best thing you can do is do your due diligence. So we recommend check the Carfax report. So we keep mileage throughout the life of a vehicle on a Carfax report. So when you pull the Carfax report, when that vehicle has been serviced, when it's been registered with the DMV, there's mileage readings, and they should all be heading up. If there's one that's heading in the wrong direction somewhere in the life of that vehicle, we flag it on the report at the very top. Mileage inconsistency, something like you need to look out for. Also, I recommend, even if there isn't a mileage inconsistency flagged, look at the last odometer reading on that Carfax report. Maybe it was 6 months ago when it got an oil change, and then compare it to what you're seeing today on the dashboard, because did it just get rolled back maybe by whoever's selling it? You want to make sure that it's increased and it hasn't gone down. Also, take it for an independent inspection. I cannot overemphasize this. We recommend this for a lot of reasons when you're buying a used car, and a lot of people skip this step because it costs about $100 to take it to a mechanic for an independent inspection, and it's, you know, time and effort, right? So a lot of times we get so caught up, we find the perfect vehicle, maybe we take it for a test drive, maybe we check the Carfax report, but we skip the step of taking it for the independent inspection. And I cannot overstate how important it is enough, because a lot of times these trained mechanics, they're going to see things that you or I might not see. So wear and tear on the vehicle, on its parts, that we might not notice, and that doesn't match up to the mileage on the dashboard. So you want to make sure you do that step. There's a lot of other reasons too, things they can look out and see aside from odometer fraud. It's worth the time and the $100 to do that as well. And if you see wear and tear, you can kind of do a little check around and see, does the gas pedal look super worn? If things don't add up, there should be alarm bells going off in your head. And if the price is too good to be true, we always say that too, like that should be a red flag.
Oof, I know that where it's like, oh, it's who among us can resist the lure right of a good deal? But that should be sending warnings as soon as you see that price. You're like, it's a little low, suspiciously low.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm sure that somebody out there listening is like, oh my God, did I get scammed? This car that said it didn't have a lot of miles on it is nothing but trouble. Is there any recourse? Like, once you think that the car that you bought has been tampered with, the odometer has been tampered with, is there any recourse for folks?
Well, first of all, if you are listening and you think that you've had nothing but problems since you bought the vehicle and you want to maybe check, we have a free tool on carfax.com/ODO, where you can put in the VIN number of the vehicle and we'll tell you if we have any mileage inconsistency reported on that vehicle. So that's a free check. You can go look at it today and see. Now, if you do confirm, maybe you've had a mechanic look at your vehicle, or we hear all too often people that reach out to us and say, I checked the Carfax report after I bought the vehicle, and I see that you guys had flagged an $80,000 or 80,000 mile discrepancy. So we know that this happens. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of recourse. So it is illegal to knowingly tamper with an odometer and then sell it knowingly, but it's hard to prove. And it varies state by state. So it depends if you live in Virginia or Maryland or DC, who you even contact varies state by state. So we do on our resource page, that carfax.com/ODO, we also talk about what you can do if you do think you're a victim of odometer fraud, as far as which is the correct agency to report it to, where you live. But unfortunately, it is harder to prove than after it's done, right? Like after you've bought the car, a lot of times these con men disappear. A lot of times they're selling them, you know, on an online marketplace, and it's hard to track them down again. So it's just something you want to do your homework up front, because it's harder to correct it after you've made the purchase.
Do you have any sense of the penalty for odometer fraud?
It, again, varies by where you are, but there is a federal law against it too. So we do have a list on that resource page where you can click the state and it will tell you who to report. Because some states it's like the attorney general, some states it's local law enforcement. And then, yeah, the penalty vary state by state as well.
So do you have any best practices or tips for folks who are in the market to buy a used car right now?
Number one, check the Carfax report. There's a lot of other things out there you should be looking at, right? And that includes flood damage vehicles. We're coming off the heels of Hurricane Ian. Those vehicles are going to start resurfacing this year in 2023. Those vehicles that were so severely flooded in Florida during Hurricane Ian, conmen moved those vehicles. DC also is in the top 20, the DMV area, the metropolitan areas for flood damaged cars. And that's before we're seeing these Hurricane Ian cars resurface. The other thing worth mentioning is nationwide, the DC area is number 10 on the list for cars with open recalls. So there is a federal law that prohibits a new vehicle from being sold that has an open recall, but not a used vehicle. So a lot of people assume I'm buying this vehicle from a dealer. They don't look for open recalls. And it's something that you should look at before you purchase a vehicle and drive it home and put your loved ones in it and drive around, assuming that everything's fine on it. Because open recalls, I mean, these are safety issues. And we know that there's almost 900,000 vehicles on the road in the DMV area that currently have an open safety recall. So they're free to fix, but a lot of times if you're looking at a car that has an open recall, you can ask the seller to get that fixed and handled. So it's one less headache you have to deal with once the transaction goes through. So there's a lot of reasons if you're buying a used car to be checking the Carfax report, taking it for that independent inspection for the reasons we talked about, and also you want to take it for a test drive. So a lot of people do one or two of those things, but you want to do all three. It is truly your best bet at not having a surprise down the road.
That's going to be super helpful for anybody out there who's looking to buy a car like me. Emily, thank you so much for being here. This was really clarifying.
Thanks, Bridget. Appreciate you having us.
And before you go, some quick news. A 15-year-old from Washington, D.C. pled guilty to attempted robbery in the shooting of Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. You may remember that over the summer, Robinson caught two teenagers trying to steal his car on H Street. They shot him multiple times. The same 15-year-old also pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter and the October shooting death of another teen. Meanwhile, rising egg prices are hitting the D.C. restaurant industry hard, especially bakeries and custard shops. Prices went up 60% last year, and Bread First owner Mark Furstenberg, for example, says it's increased the bakery's weekly cost by $2,500. D.C. eateries are also preparing to increase salaries as the tipped minimum wage gets phased out, compounding already thin margins. And lastly, start preparing now for some of those massive metro closures this summer. Orange Line stations west of Ballston will be shut down for most of June. Crews will be replacing the rails and updating old copper cables to fiber optic cables. And then from July 22nd to September 4th, Metro will close Green Line stations north of Fort Totten. That's all for today here on CityCast DC. And if you enjoyed today's show, why not tell somebody who's buying a new car? You can also subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with even more news from around the city.